Imoch, the Pasuk says, the Moshe should be with you. So Vidashin Imoch means at Behadayu. Moshe should be part of them. That's how we have 70, and one is 71. For Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that he owes only 70? He owes Imcha, and the Pasuk says Imcha means Mishum Shechina, that the Shechina should be there. And Rashi says Imcha means Yamdu Michutz LeYoyel. He should be standing outside of the Yoyel. Lo Yavoyel LeYoyel, he shouldn't come into the Yoyel. Mishum Shechina, because of the Shechina. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't mean Moshe was included in the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, but rather it was only 70. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. For Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan do with this? On Makroa, the Pasuk says, V'nosu itcho, v'dash, v'nosu itcho b'masu om. That means itcho v'at b'hadayu. You have to be with them. That Moshe Rabbeinu was included in one of part of the Sanhedrin. So he has 70, and him is 71. That's the Pasuk of v'nosu itcho b'masu om. Itcho, you should be part of them. That means v'at b'hadayu, you should be with them. For Rabbi Yehuda, what did Yehuda do with this? Itcho, when the Pasuk says itcho, just means b'doimim l'cho. Means that the Shivim, Tekenim, the 70 of the Hedrek Adolah, they should be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but not the Moshe Rabbeinu was part of them. That's of Yudish Shita, that's enough just to have 70 for Sanhedrin Adolah. For Rabbonin, what do Rabbonin do about this? Mivahoka miyolecho, v'nosu itcho nafko. Learn now from this part, Mivahoka lolecho, v'nosu itcho. It says again, v'nosu itcho, mashma that Moshe was part of them. Or as Rashi says, Rabbona nafkulu b'doim l'cho. How did the Rabbona know this pshat, that the Hedrin has to be doim to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mi v'nosu itcho. This Hedrus ketana shenemru b'v'yisroi, they should be like you. Because that's how they know that they should be like you. Therefore the Rabbona said, the extra word here is to teach us that Moshe was part of the Sanhedrin, therefore there were 71. Now, v'yalfu mi Sanhedri g'dola mi Sanhedri ketana. Or is this Pasuk, again, that Rabbonin say, V'hokum yelecha v'nosu itcho, is talking about the Sanhedrin Ketana. And it's saying that when you appoint the Sanhedrin Ketana, 23, they should be great people just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So from here we see there have to be great people. That's what it says about the Sanhedrin Ketana. How do we know about the Sanhedrin Gedolo? How do we learn out? The Gemara says, V'yalfa Sanhedrin Gedolo, mi Sanhedrin Ketana. He learns out the Sanhedrin Gedolo from the Sanhedrin Ketana. Just like by the Ketana, there's this special halacha, they have to be doimah to Moshe Rabbeinu, they have to be choshev of people. The same thing, Sanhedrin Gedolah also have to be doimah to Moshe Rabbeinu, have to be choshev of people. Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? The Pasuk says, Vayishoru shnei anoshim b'machna. Two people were left over, two neviim were left over in the machna in the camp. So Shalom, what does it mean b'machna? What's the machlokes? Yesh oimrim, some say, b'kalfi nishtaru. It means that their names remained in the gerbil, in the kalfi, in the bag, that they picked the gerbilos. They picked the gerbil. We'll soon see what happened. Why? The Gemara says, Shabishor, Shomalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ospo li shivimish mi Ziknei Yisrael, gather together to me 70 people. From the Ziknei Yisrael, has gathered together for me a Sanhedrin Gedolah, take 70 people. So Amar Moshe said, Ketzer Esa, what can I do? How can I take 70? I have to take from the 12 Shvatim, how can I get 70? Ev Rosh Yishu Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, should I take 6 from each Shevet? If so, Nimsu Shinayim Yisrael, I'll have 2 extra. If I take 6, so 6 times 12 is 72, so I'll have an extra 2, what should I do? Ev Rosh Hamisha Hamisha Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, should I just take 5? From each Shevet, you're only going to have 60. Nimtzu Asorah Chasim, you're going to miss 10. You're supposed to have 70. So they're going to take 5 from each Shevet. 5 times 12 is only 60. Every Moshe says, what should I do? Every Shisha Mishavet Zeh, should I take 6 from this Shevet? V'chamisha Mishavet Zeh, and 5 from another Shevet. So Moshe says, Moshe says, I can't do that. Hare Nimatol Chino Ben HaShvatim, I'm going to make jealousy between the Shvatim. The ones that have 5 will be jealous of the ones that have 6. So my Esther, what should I do? So Moshe said like this. Moshe went to do. So the Pasuk so says, the Mora says, Biru Shisha Shisha. If I could choose 6 from each Shevet, I'll have 72. So Evi brought Shivu Mushnai Piskim. He brought 72 sheets, 72 different sheets. I'll shivim on 70 sheets, on 70 of them, from the Goyrel Kosab Zokin. Taka wrote the word Zokin. Ushnaim hini yecholot. Two sheets he left blank. And Bolam, he mixed them all up. Vinosna Makalf, he put it into the Goyrel, into the big box that they'll draw it from. Omalem, he told all of the 72, Boyu Lutlu Pistechem, each one of you should go and take your pistek. Take your, like, girl. Take your card. So, Kol Mishola B'yodi Zokin, everyone that came up with the word Zokin on it, Omar Kfar Kitshecho Shemai, Yishno, Lepakarish Baruch, is picking you that you should be part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Mishola B'yodi Cholok, the one that came up blank, Omar Moshe told him, look, it's not me, but Hamokim Lechofetz Becho, Akarish Baruch doesn't want you. Ani Ma'ef Lecho, what can I do for you? That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it, a nice life in how he picked the 70 of the Canaan. So in this Pshaw, when the Pesach says before, Vayishru, Shnei Anoshim B'machna, two people left over, it means these two people, that their card was cholik, was blank, those were the two that was left over. Moshe says, Ki Yoytze B'dov, the same type of a situation also took place.
That Moshe also had to use a girl to find out which Bechorim were not redeemed yet. When it came to the matzah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed over that the Bechorim to Shevet Levi, the Chetchila, the Bechorim, they were the ones that doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Avodah from the Bechorim and gave it over to Levi, to Shevet Levi. So it's brought down that all the Bechorim had to be redeemed by a Levi. The Ma'aseh, there were only 22,000 Leviim, and the Ma'aseh, there were 22,273 Bechorim. So there was an extra 273 Bechorim that had to pay 5 Shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash to redeem them. So it sounds like this, Kiyotze B'dover HaTomer, similar sounds like this, that the Pasuk says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'lokachto Chameshas Chameshas Shkolim Lagel Gerlis, that Moshe, you should take 5 Shkolim for each Bechor, for each man. Are these extra 273? Is Amar Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ketzer Esel Hem Yisrael, how could I do this? How could I go and collect the 5 shkolim from these amount of Bechorim? Because in Emelav, I'm going to say to a Bechor, Tehli Pidyon Chavetzei, give me your 5 shkolim, give me your Pidyon, and go. You know he's going to answer back. Yomali, the Bechor is going to say, Kva Podani Ben Levi, a Ben Levi already redeemed me. Because there were 22,000 Leviim, so 22,000 Leviim redeemed 22,000 Bechorim. So how is Moshe going to know which of the 273 extra Bechorim that have to still redeem themselves? So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Therefore, Hevi, Esra, Mishnayim, Alofim, Pesokim, Vekosav, Aleim, Belevi. Moshe Rabbeinu brought 22,000 lots, and each one of them he wrote on them, Levi. V'yal Shloisha, V'shivu, Mosayim, Kosav, Aleim, Chamish, Shkolim. And on 273 lots, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on them 5 shkolim. Is Bolalon, so Moshe Rabbeinu mixed them up in the Solom Bakalfi and put them into a box. Is Omalem Tlu Pikoseim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bechorim, go and take your lot. So what happened was like this. Mishola Biyoda Ben Levi Omaloi. The one that drew a lot in the son of Musa ben Levi. So, Omalei, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Kva Padocha ben Levi, you're already redeemed from a ben Levi, you don't have to pay any money. But Mishola B'yodah Chamesh Shkolim, whoever, Bechor, picked out of the lot, took out of the box, came out on his lot, the words Chamesh Shkolim, is Omalei, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Tain Pidyon Chavetzei, you have to give your pidyon, just give your 5 shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash, and then you'll be freed. To the Mishkan, then you'll be freed. So this is another instance that Moshe Rabbeinu had to use a girl. Now the Gemara goes back to the Pshat we had before. What's the Pshat that the two men were left over in the Machne? So Gemara says another Pshat now. Rabbi Shimon says, Ba Machne Nishtairu, that Eldad and Medad, they remained in the Machne, in the camp. That means Bishar Shamala Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. When Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Es Vali Shivamish, gather together to me 70 men. Is Omer Eldad and Medad, Eldad and Medad said, Ein Onu Ruyim Reis Gedula, we're not worthy of this greatness to become part of this Canaan. Is Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Hoylu Mi'adetem Atzmechem, since you humbled yourself, Hareini Meisav Gedula Gudlaschem, I'll even add a greatness to your greatness. Now the Gemara explains, what was the greatness that Kadosh Baruch Hu added, gave to Eldad the Maidad? Shanaviyim kulun nisnabu pasku. Because all the other Neviim here, the other 70s, came over here, they said Nevuah, but it stopped. Fahim, but Eldad the Maidad, nisnabu vloy pasku. Then Nevuah did not stop. That was the Gedulah they received, because they were Mayatats, but they humbled themselves. Now the Gemara says, Uman Nevuah nisnabu. What was the Nevuah that Eldad the Maidad said? Is Amr, they said like this, they said over that Moshe will die. Yeshua Matnes as Yisrael Oros, and Yeshua will bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Now another pshat about the Nevuah was, Abachonin Oimer, Mishum Rebeleza, that what was the Nevuah, Al Iske Shalov He Misnabim. They said Nevuah about the quails, about the Shalov, because the meat that Hashem gave them. And they said like this, Ali Shalov, Ali Shalov. He said, there rise birds like arise the birds. In other words, then the Nevuah was take it right away, that right away the Shalov is going to come. That's the food that Klai Yisrael is going to get. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Al Iske Goigul Mogul Hayim Misnabim. You know what the Nevuah was? Not about something happening right now, but about in the future, about the Mechemes Goigul Mogog, about the times of the Mashiach. And that's going to be the last Muhammad when Goig, he was the king of Magog, he's going to come against Klai Yisrael. Shinema, the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Ha'atuhu Asher Dibarti, Bayomim Kadmoinim, Biyad Avodai Nevi'a Yisrael, Hanibim Bayomim Mohaim Shonim, Lohavi Oischalayim. This is what it says, this is what the Novi says. This is the pasuk in Yecheskel. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, like Ayu Goig, the one I spoke about before through my servants, through the Nevi'im, and they said Nevuah about this years ago, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Goig against Klai Yisrael. So he's dashing out Tikra, do not read it, Shonim years, and rather Shnayim too. V'yelu hein, Shnayim Nevi'im shenisnab v'perakecha Nevuah achas. These are the two Nevu'im that said Nevi at the same time. Who did this? Heviyema, we should say, Eldad the Maidad. This is Eldad the Maidad. They both said Nevu at the same time. They said Nevu about Mechemes Goig Magog. Now, Omamah, what we say before, what did Shimon say before, that Kola Nevi'im Kula Nisnabu Pasko. All the other Nevi'im, they said the Nevu and it stopped. The Haim, but Eldad the Maidad, the Haim Nisnabu Pasko. They said the Nevu and it didn't stop. Gemara says, Minolan, how do we not say the Pasuk? How do we not say all the other Nevi'im, then the Nevuah stopped? Elen, if you want to say Midichsiv, it says, Vayisnavnu, Velo Yosvu. It says what that they said the Nevuah, and it did not continue. Elamiyativ, so, if Lo Yosvu means it didn't continue, when the Pasuk says, Kol God of Lo Yosef, there was a great sound, and Velo Yosef, it didn't stop. So you want to tell me, Hochinam, you'll hear also, the Lo Yosefu, that the voice did not stop, and then the verb you can't say the pshat is that didn't continue. Under there, the kol continued. Ella, what do you have to say? Le posaku, it means that it continued on, it did not stop. So could be here also, but there's kingdom here also. Maybe le yosu means that they said and it did not stop. So mere from this part, you can't bring a right from Shimon that it said that their nevuah stopped. So Moshe says rather Ella, bring you right from over here. Ella hocha, ksiv it says by yisnabu. Tells by the Zakenim and they said their Nevuah. In past tense, Hosam Ksiv Misnabim. Over there, when it talks about Eldad the Maidad, there it says a present tense. There it says Loshim, they're saying right now Nevuah. Is Adayim Misnabim Hochim, they're still saying the radius, they're still saying the Nevuah, it's continually going on. Mashma, they're not going to stop. But the other ones stopped. So far, the Gemara brought down three Pshatim, and what was the Nevuah of Eldad the Maidad? Either about the Moshe Ben will be Mace, or else about the Shlov, or else about Goig and Magog. Now the Gemara's Kash is on the last two Pshatim. The Gemara Bishleim, Elaman de Yoma, Moshe Meis. According to the first Pshatim, they said Abis. They said Nevuah, the Moshe will be Meis. His Hainu, that's why the Pasuk says, Adoni Moshe Kiloyim. That's why Yeshua said to Moshe Beinu, that my master, means Moshe Beinu, Kiloyim, destroy them. Destroy Eldad the Maidad, because they're saying, hey, this year, that you're going to be mace. Elaman de Yom, Hanaftat, but the other two pshatim, Adoni Moshe, Michael Oyim. Well, what's the expression? Why did Yeshua have to say to destroy them? Like, what's wrong with this? Hey, this is about the Shlov, about Gog and Magog. What's the purpose to destroy them? So Mora says, the Teretz is, to love Orch Ari, it's not a normal thing, to have it like a Talmud, Amar Loch, Lefnei Rabbi. They were like a Talmud saying over Loch in front of the Rabbi. That's why the Chayv Misa. That's why Kaloi. They shouldn't sit over their Nevuah in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Samura says, Dishleim Laman Di Yaman Echtarti, says that aided the Nevuah, these two last two things. Hainu Dixiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Miyitein. Like even Moshe Miyitein, even if all of them will be Nevi'im. El Laman Di Yamut, the one that says that Moshe Rabbeinu Mace, if Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, Meina Chevi Nichalei. Like when Moshe should be happy about this Nevuah, as if to say, no, let other Nevi'im come and say also. Samura says, Loi Simul Kamei, that Moshe, that Yeshua did not finish telling over what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, he did not say over, Yeshua did not tell over to Moshe that they said he's going to be nice. He only said over that they're still saying Edis, they're still saying Nevuah. So that Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let there be more Nevuah. Let there be more Nevi'im. Samara says now, my Kaloyim, what was the Lashon that Yeshua said, Kaloyim destroy them? Is Omalei, it means like this, that Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatal Aleihem Tzorchei Tzibur, put upon them the tzorcha tzibur, the burdens of the tzibur, then kloyim aleihem, and then they'll perish by themselves. Now the Mishnah says again, minayin lahavi oid shloish. I don't know to bring another three dayonim, as we brought down in yonim that you have to have 20 dayonim, and we know for dinim mamnis, for dinim isi, you have to have 23. So Mishnah says, how do you know to have? You have to have another three. You have to have 23. So Mishnah said that the pshat was that you have to have a majority of at least two, therefore you have to add another two dayonim, and ain bez and shokel, therefore you have to have 23. Now the Gemara Sakasha. The Gemara says, soif soif, l'ro al pishnayim l'mishkachas lo. It was saying to Paskin, for the person is chayiv, you have to have at least a majority of two. So Chura, how are you going to be only have two if you have 23? How are you going to have it? Eleven are saying that he's potter, and 12 are saying that he's chayiv. Akati chadu, you only have one extra. You have 12 against 11, it's only one more than 11. So to say even 23, you still won't have a majority of two. Iasor mazakin, if you have now 10 people saying that he's potter, Ushloishosam chayiv, and 13 are saying that he's chayiv. If so, Tlosev, you have a majority of three. It's like, where do you have that you need a majority of two, and that's why you have to have 23? So, Marin says, Omer Bavuam, Iata Maitzi, you only find this to be the case, Eleba Maisifin. Okay, so they had to add another dayin. We'll have a look at later. If one dayin is in Supik about the din, so then take him out, and add two more. So you'll have 24 now. And therefore, you could have 13 saying that it's Chayiv, and 11 saying that it's Potres. That's why you have two more. For Divrei HaKoel, even though it's a machlokes, a hedger gedolah, how much you have to have, but for hedger, for this one, for 23, everybody agrees. Nothing more says of Sanhedrin gedolah is also for that you're going to find a majority of two. For Alibadu Rabbi Yehuda, to Yom HaShivim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says there were 70 dayonim. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's an even number, 70, and therefore you could have 36 against 34, and it's easy to have a majority of two. The Yomar Bavua says, the Maisifin, when you add another dayan, we said before, if one dayan has a doubt, what the psak is, we take him out, he's not going to vote like, and you put two more in, come to say, now you're going to have an even number. The Maisifin Oysen, Bezdin Shoko Lachatchila. We make an even amount of dayanim, like we said, you have now 24. Samora says, Pshit and Cham is its posha that's chat. Samora says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Hod the Komeni Yedeya. Command Isidomi, the one dying that says, I do not know. Maybe Taka still considers, if he's there, Viyom Emil Sashaminele. And if he says something, we'll still listen to him. So still a Sidmele, like you have 25 Dayonim. There's still like a Bezdin that's not Shokol. Kamashpon, the Chiddush says, no, not like this. Tied the Komeni Yedeya, that the dying that says first he doesn't know what the psak should be, his command the less of them is like he's not here altogether. And therefore, the Yom HaTam, even if he's going to say some reasoning later, you should know Lai Shaminle, we're not going to listen to him. And therefore, that's the Chiddush. If this is the case, you could have an even amount of Dayanim come out to be 24. You start out with 23, one went out, you put two in, you end up with 24. Omer Rav Kana says, Sanhedria Sherol Kula Lechaiva. If all the older Dayanim see that the person is Chayiv, in such a case, Poitrinoisai. We part of the person, it's not a fair judge then. Smur says, my time, what's the reason? Kivan the Gemiri. Since we've learnt, Halonas Din Lemevelez Chusei, the case where the Dayanim Paskin that is Chayiv. So Loch read, before they give out the psak, before they give them the punishment, they have to wait overnight. You have to have an overnight delay, like, to make sure they don't retract. Now, Bahani, in this case, over here, the Dayanim, every one of them, said, it's Chayiv, Sulay Chosilay. They're not going to consider anymore to have any Chazara. Like, we're supposed to delay it, then maybe they'll be Chosil, they'll retract. But here, if every one of them said unanimously that it's Chayiv, so it's not going to be Halono, and therefore I say that's a Psul, that the Psak is not a Psak. The Poitrin I say. Now the Gemara says, what you have in order to be a Dayan in the Sanhedrin. Omer Rav Yechanan, Ein Moshivim the Sanhedra El Abale Koyme. Can only appoint, so to be part of the Sanhedrin, only a person that's tall, Abale Koyme, Abale Chochma, smart person, Abale Mara, he has to look nice, Abale Zikno, he also has to be of old age, Abale Kshofim, and he's acquaintance, he knows what to do with witchcraft. There's a person that's chayiv because he had kishuf, so if you're going to pass on his chayiv, you have to be careful to know how to stop. He'll do kishuf back to you. So you have to be a day in kishuf in order to be a dayan. The yoidin, the ayin loshon, you have to know 70 languages, shloite sanhedrin shemasapi amaturgumim. In other words, sanhedrin should not have to hear from the interpreter. You have to be able to hear from the Baal Dover himself, his tainus, and therefore you have to understand all 70 languages. So these are tanoim you have to be part of Sanhedrin. Besides, Rashi says Balakomi should be tall and good looking. Should they mosam atos labrius? People should have fear from him. Number of Yehuda Marav. Yehuda Marav says Ein Moshivim beSanhedrin elamishia day letairus asheretz minatayra. In order to be appointed to be part of Sanhedrin, you have to know how to make sure asheretz is tor midiraisa from the Torah to dash in the Torah this way. Omar Rav, Sigmar says, Rav says, Ani Odom Yatereno. I'll be done this, I'll give you reasons why a sheret should be Torah Minatera. So Teish really explains that what he meant to say, you're not even Mitaira sheret, so to be done, stam is like shtus. The mice who know a sheret is tummy. So Teish says, the more meant to say is, you know the Mitaira, mitumas nevelus, to say that a sheret should not have a tumas nevela. There's not Mitama Bamasa with the Kazayas. That's the chiddush. To be done, what the loch is that a sheret has. So Rav says, "Ani odem materen, I'll be done and I'll be able to mitire it, and I'll make a kavuchaim like this." Oma nochush, maduch a snake, shemaimis, it kills people. Oma.